Hey, this is Chris Jericho, and you are listening to Houston Wrestling Radio, probably the best podcast in all of Texas, and probably the only one I've ever heard of. So crank it up and enjoy.
Hey, this is Bret the Hitman Hart, and you're listening to Houston Wrestling Radio.
Hey, this is the Innovator of Violence, Tommy Dreamer, and you're listening to Houston Wrestling Radio, taking you to the extreme.
Hi, this is Booker T, WWE Hall of Famer, and you're listening to Houston Wrestling Radio. Now can you dig that, sucker?
From La Cocina Studios, it's the three-year anniversary of Houston Wrestling Radio. This is Abel.
This is Travis.
Also known as episode number 153.
Yes, thank you. You could help celebrate by going to TeePublic and getting a new shirt.
Hey,
Travis, new t-shirt.
Did you make a new t-shirt design or something?
Well, I didn't, but I put it up there.
Yeah, new t-shirt design.
And for our loyal listeners, if you also go back to our old, if you dust off the old link to the Redbubble site, we finally put up the Bill t-shirt on there.
Nice.
And the thing with Redbubble is they have all kinds of products that you can put the design on. They have travel mugs, coffee mugs, you got notepads, you got pillows.
They have metal prints.
Metal prints?
I like that.
Yeah, they have all kinds of stuff.
It looks really good.
Phone cases, travel cases.
Pillows, tote bags.
Yeah, tote bags. Yeah. Everything.
Everything.
Nice.
Mm-hmm.
Very nice.
So yes, 3 years running strong. Still haven't made a goddamn red dime.
We've made a few. Yeah, we found them on the street.
Yeah.
But hey, as long as the government don't take it.
Well, we're not going to mention the ones that you took from the tip jar that one time.
Yeah.
That was a swear jar. That was 33% mine anyway.
Yeah.
Well, actually, it's 80% my money, and I just got 33%. I donated, basically.
Well, all of it wound up being your bail money, so.
And then the stuff that we deposited from our swear jar.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. You know, so, because we can't use that anymore, apparently.
Yeah. Well.
So, yeah, 3 years up in this mug. Thank you so much for listening if you've been a long-time listener.
Sorry.
Shut up.
We tried.
No. We've had plenty of cool people listening to our show, and we appreciate all of you guys. So, that being said, let's do what we do when we do what we do.
Which nothing.
Is talking about wrestling.
Okay.
What do we got up on the docket first, Chris?
The respects. NXT.
NXT TakeOver RESPECT. Find out what it means to me.
Yep. You should actually say it like that. Like this whole time. You know the whole revolution, our revolution thing?
Yeah.
Same thing. Just like that.
Let's just start at the top. Main event. 30-minute Iron Woman match.
No. It's Iron Man match. That's how everybody. That's how they say it.
That's how they're saying it.
Sexist pigs. Mm. Sasha Bailey. Abel, go.
9.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, anticipation level 9. I do think that Bailey's going to win it because it doesn't really make sense to put it back on Sasha. You know, since she's already on the main roster, she's only coming back for her obligatory, you know, rematch. So yeah, Bailey's winning this, but I'm really looking forward to the match because after all, their first match at Brooklyn, it's hell match of the year candidate for us.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I do agree. I think that is going to be, it is worthy of a main event status, and I think they are going to, they probably are going to have the best match of the night. I would assume so.
Yeah.
My only concern is, I don't know if I said this on the air or not last couple weeks, but as good as that match was on the last TakeOver in Brooklyn,
mm-hmm.
I was hoping, and I said it on the air about after that match, I was hoping this is the, I guess the coming out for Bailey to see what she can do, and I was kind of hoping that was going to stay like that. Mm-hmm. But it seems to me from everything I've seen since then, she's reverted. She's just gone back to doing everything she was before she won the title.
She's not Super Saiyan Bailey anymore.
Yeah. She's back.
She hasn't collected all the Chaos Emeralds again.
There you go.
She's bitch Gohan.
What?
Oh, that you lose them on.
Yeah.
But I'm assuming that she's going to crank it up like she did at the Brooklyn mm-hmm. show. And, you know, they're going to put on a good, awesome match. But I hope going forward that intensity is going to stay with her
mm-hmm.
going forward and kind of cut back some of the childish stuff. But I get it. I understand it's her gimmick.
Yeah.
But
Chris.
my anticipation level, surprisingly, is at 10.
Okay.
They blew me out of the water. Mm-hmm. I skipped it in the beginning when I first saw the original showing, when I first saw it. So now that I know what they are capable of, I'm extremely looking forward to see how they can tell a story with the Iron Man chapter involved.
Yeah.
I will say, I did a couple nights ago, I went back and watched that match. And it's still...
The Brooklyn match.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Man, and it still...
Holds up.
Yeah. I mean, holds up. It's only a few weeks, but I mean, still, it's just...
2 months, but...
It's knowing what I've seen before, it's still a really good match. Knowing the outcome and knowing everything I've already seen, it's a damn good match.
Yeah.
So hopefully they'll be able to top that.
Yeah.
So you have Bayley winning it, huh?
I have Bayley winning it.
Bayley.
I have Sasha winning this.
No, you
and
don't.
And I'll tell you why. I'll tell you why.
No. Sometimes he's got some good.
Yeah. All right.
Look at the roster right now on the NXT side.
Yeah.
Who's Bayley's next number one contender?
Dana.
That gave me the jibblies.
And I dare say it's rocket fast too soon to give Asuka one match in number one contender.
Yeah.
They go back and forth.
Yeah, that's.
I've got Sasha winning this, especially if she's gonna take the momentum of, oh hey, Team Bad's been picking up some wins on Raw lately, on WWE television lately. What better way to make Sasha a threat to the main roster after Charlotte's done with Nikki? Title versus title.
Mm.
You know what I'd like to see? I would like to see Sasha and Becky go back to NXT.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Becky has been nothing but just.
No, you got it. Nothing. She's been nothing.
She's been a sidekick at best.
At best, yeah. That's pushing it.
Yeah.
But God, you almost forget those awesome matches that them two put on.
Yeah.
Becky and Sasha.
Yeah.
And I'm already starting to forget what Becky can do.
Yeah.
Yeah, this is sad. That's a damn good talent, and mm-hmm. they're just wasting it.
Yeah.
Just mouth them off. We have Emma. We have Dana. We have Royce. We have Billie Kay.
Eva Marie,
Alexa. Carmella, Alexa, Asuka,
Blue Pants.
Who's your next number one contender out of all those?
That's why I'm saying Dana Brooke. That's the only heel that they're pushing right now to be in line. Last week you I think it was Abel said Emma is just second fiddle to Dana.
Yeah. Although there was a little bit of tension on NXT this past week between the two, Emma gave Dana a look there at the end of the match.
Bit of business.
Yeah, a little bit of the stank
now. Don't
guy.
Get me wrong. I said I was quick to say Dana. That's just because what I'm thinking that they're going to do. I don't want Dana near anywhere. I don't know. I don't. That's not what I want. If I had my choice of the current roster, I'd want to see Emma go after the belt. But I don't think it's going to happen.
Yeah.
Speaking of the women, we talked about it earlier. Asuka, Brooke, Travis.
I'm just curious to see what Asuka, what she can do. I saw a little YouTube package of her best moves that she's known for.
Oh yeah,
she can bust out some good moves, some good submission moves.
Good submissions, great strikes. Whew.
I think the Connor Lock was one of them. Yeah, so she's got some different techniques in there. So
anticipation.
Ah.
Regardless if it's just Asuka carrying most of the load, what's your anticipation level for the match itself?
Maybe 7. And that's only because I don't know what I'm getting myself into. So, anticipation, yeah. I just want to see what she can do.
Yeah. You know, I'm right there with you. I would say that I'm a 7 also because I was kind of going over in my head what I'm thinking. Because seeing what Asuka can do, I'm like 10. But it's Dana, so...
You automatically track 3 points.
Yeah, automatically. I kind of feel with her the same way I felt about Finn Balor when he first came in on NXT.
Are you talking about Asuka?
Yeah. Because it's like, us, Houston Wrestling Radio, we didn't really know a whole lot about Fergal Devitt, other than there was just a lot of hype coming in.
That was really we just found out about him not too long.
Yeah, like Brennan, you know, he was on the show and he said, hey, this is the guy to watch.
He was 10 steps ahead of us.
Yeah, he was way ahead of us because he pays attention to the Japanese stuff, whereas we don't.
No, he's a real fan.
Oh, that's what it is. Yeah, so...
like us.
Yeah. So when he brought that to us and he mentioned him on the show, we're like, okay, we'll take your word for it. And then next thing you know, what,
boom,
4 months later... Boom, he's on WWE TV, and we're like, hey, that's the guy Brendan was talking about. I want to see what he could do. And then, but we weren't like over the moon with it. We weren't, you know, like, oh my God, Samoa Joe, he signed with NXT. We're like, oh, okay, this guy that was named for Gaul is signed. Let's see what he, and I feel the same way about Kana or Asuka or whatever you want to call her. And I'm like,
Asuka.
You know, she probably is pretty good. A lot of people say she's good. All right, I want to see what happens.
I'll give her the benefit of the doubt.
Yeah.
But she has to, it's the pressure's on her to make a good impression because a lot of people, for the most part, don't know who she is, I would imagine.
Yeah.
And it's not just us. I mean, I would imagine.
And I'd imagine she'd be the one that has the pressure on to make Dana look good. Yeah. Because I doubt Dana can make Kana look good.
And her, but in Dana's defense, like, who would you put in there with her?
Yeah. I don't know.
If Asuka's as physical as the videos claim to be, she's the only woman with enough meat to take a lot of the punishment.
Yeah.
So it would kind of make sense from a physical standpoint to have somebody like Dana that could take that kind of abuse.
From what I saw on this video packages on online, I want to see Asuka versus Paige.
Yes.
I think that's money right there, mm-hmm. I'm thinking.
Mm-hmm. Chris. My anticipation level's at a 9.
That high?
Really? For a Dana Brooke match? Wow.
No, because Abel brought up a good point. Debuts.
Yeah.
How was Kevin Owens' debut on NXT?
That was nice.
How was Kenta's debut on NXT?
That was nice.
How was Balor's debut on NXT?
That was nice.
So I'm going off of that track record.
All right.
So on that alone, I'm expecting to be wowed some way, shape, or form. Like if there's like one or two moments where I'm like, holy F, I did not expect that to happen. It's already made money. So
she's about to wow the crowd.
Yeah. Asshole. Crowd wow. Yeah. So I'm at a 9.
Who you got winning?
I've got Asuka winning. I mean, you guys.
I got her winning too. Yeah.
So you have Asuka winning, but you still see Dana as the number one contender.
You know what? Maybe there's going to be some sort of stinky shenanigans.
Yeah. He'll beat down.
Yeah.
That's what's going to happen.
Yeah. And then Asuka will get maybe a rematch and get a tag team member. And the next thing you know, Sarah Del Rey showing up.
Emma will be at ringside. If they want to play old school, they can have it to where she thinks she's going to trip Asuka, but she accidentally trips Dana.
And that furthers the tension that I saw between Dana and Emma.
That'll start a small feud with them. Or, I don't know, but yeah, well, I'm shenanigans.
Yeah. And that'll break up Dana and Emma there for a little bit. Hopefully. Yeah, yeah. I can see that happening.
Tyler Breeze, Paulo Cruz. Who wants to go first?
I got about a 6 on this one. It's sad because I really like Tyler Breeze and I've taken a bit of a shine to Apollo Crews, but I just don't care about the story of the match.
There is a story to the match.
Exactly. Yeah. There you go.
And for me, Apollo Crews, I'm waiting for him to get past the initial all smiling blue chipper. Mm-hmm. You know, never upset, always the strong baby face. You got to have a smile all the time.
Yeah.
Gimmick. Yeah. Once you get past that and get a real character developed, then I can invest more in the character itself. I think they're going to put on a good match.
Yeah.
But with no known chemistry between the two, he's a new character all in general. I'm thinking maybe a 5 or 6. I'm going to say Apollo Crews is going to win.
I'm all 5.
I'm going with Tyler winning.
I'm all 5, and it's all Tyler.
Really?
I'm... It's weird, like we're saying now that he needs to have a fleshed out character. He just got there. So we're going to be saddled with this for a bit.
Yeah.
Whether we like it or not.
You know what's funny? The point that you made for the last match that we were talking about, debuts. Apollo Crews is an example of
the exception of the rule. That's why I didn't mention it. Yeah. You got me, you little bastard.
Do you think it made a difference that he debuted in Brooklyn?
A negative difference, you mean?
Yeah.
Maybe.
Because, look, all the other debuts were in Full Sail.
Yeah.
The hardcore
sheep.
So, debuting someone in the Barclays Center in New York, of all places, there could have been a fault not of his own.
Yeah.
I'm just saying.
I don't know.
Because you called it a negative. You like, yeah, mentioned it, you know. But that could have been, you know, why it didn't work out so well.
Well, it wasn't a debacle. It was just like, oh, well, that's nice. You know, it wasn't, it didn't have as much pomp and circumstance as, you know, say, Balor.
Maybe UHA Nation wasn't as popular in that demographic of New York, the way
the demographic of New York,
and that geographic area
yeah, is what I meant to say, as opposed to like everybody in Full Sail knew Kenta and Asuka,
yeah,
and Finn Balor and all that. So that's probably might have been it. Maybe. I'd see it as a negative too. Like it didn't feel flat, but it felt not like the others.
It didn't feel important.
Yeah. And when's the last takeover that Breeze won anything? Breeze is due.
Breeze I've got Breeze winning this. Yeah, Breeze is due.
Yeah. I'm still gonna say Apollo's gonna win. He's on there. This is like Apollo Crews feels like if Vince McMahon has any influence at all on NXT, it's on Apollo Crews right now, because it feels like a Vince product. Right?
That looks like he's going to Raw in 6 months.
Yeah, it does actually.
Yeah. He's gonna be the next Roman.
We're calling it here.
Yeah.
And then we get to the meat and potatoes. Dusty Rhodes Invitational Classic Tag Team Tournament, baby.
Alright, so we're having both semifinals and the final on this thing. So that's three matches.
So one match, we'll just jump to the very end though. We have Balor and Joe versus the Mechanics, and then we have Corbin and Rhino against Jordan and Gable. What's your final?
I'm going to say...
Go ahead.
Balor and Joe and Gable and Jordan.
I agree completely.
I'd like for it to be the Mechanics versus Gable and Jordan just because I want it to be actual tag teams in the finals. You know? The mishmash singles... that storyline, whatever they're going to decide, wind up doing with that, they can do that in the semis and then get rid of it.
Two heel teams though in the finals, or do you see the tweeners between Jason and?
I think they're kind of tweeners, yeah.
Really?
I don't mind it.
No, but with what you're saying, Joe and Balor against Jordan and Gable. Jordan and Gable is a team.
Yeah.
Joe and Balor. There's going to be some tension in there, I would imagine. They've kind of hinted it. Yep. So it's going to implode, I think, in that final match. And it's going to cost them the match. There's your tag team winner right there.
Mm-hmm.
So it'll implode in the finals and not in the semis?
Right, in the finals.
Okay. I'd like for it to be in the semis, but only because, like I said, I want it to be
actually. But regardless, teams. I think we all see it happening at some point.
Yeah. At some point, those two are going to... Joe's going to cost Finn the match, basically. I'm even calling it that.
Wow! Match.
Joe's going to cost Finn the
match. Well, you can have your opinion even if it's wrong. I've got Balor going heel.
What?
I mentioned this a few weeks ago. This is not the demon anymore. This is the guy that's the Bullet Club, that's got the jacket and poses like Dolph Ziggler with the heavyweight title around his waist. He does all this fancy stuff. He doesn't crawl anymore.
He's got a lot more cockiness that he had in that entrance.
That's going to be the catalyst for me. And I'm not even complaining. But I've got Finn as the antagonist going heel and Joe taking the loss. Because I do not see Finn Balor getting turned on by Joe and him taking the pinfall. I do not see the NXT champion getting the pinfall loss in this tag match. Joe's taking the loss. And the only way to do that, Finn turns on him.
I think that
Finn's going back.
I think that'll add more heat on it if Joe costs the NXT champ a pinfall. Like I think that makes it more... has more go to it.
If it was a regular match, but this already has a this already has a prize that doesn't involve the NXT title.
Yeah.
So you don't want to devalue that prize by saying, oh my God, Chad Gable pinned the NXT champion. No. Chad Gable won the tournament.
Yeah.
So So I've got Joe getting pinned, Balor turning.
Okay, who are the Mechanics fighting again? In the semis?
Rhino and
No, Mechanics against Balor and Joe.
Okay, so it's Gable versus
Corbin and Rhino.
Oh yeah, Corbin and Rhino, whatever. I don't care.
Yeah.
I don't see them doing the mismatched tag team turn with both that team and the Joe and both.
They're
both,
just gonna lose. Rhino's gonna just flat out lose.
Yeah. Rhino's just gonna take a pin.
Which isn't a bad thing.
He's enhancement talent.
Yeah.
Which I guess, you know, they can, because weren't they kinda trying to feud before?
Mm-hmm. Oh, I know.
Rhino and
They Corbin? Did for a while, yeah.
Well, no, not
that was months ago though, not recently.
That was when Corbin didn't have he was just going out there and pinning people flat.
Yeah.
Mm. All right. So then...
that's it for the respects.
All right.
Hey, did you watch the NXT special?
Yeah. The After Raw, you mean?
Yeah,
the 24?
Yeah.
Yeah. I liked it.
Yeah, I did too.
Did you watch it, Chris?
Nope.
Ugh, bastard.
Nah.
Some of the stuff on there was, I feel like I've seen it before.
Yeah.
I did feel like, they were spending a little too much time on the women's stuff.
Really?
It felt like they were
sexist.
Yeah, probably. No, but I mean, I get the whole Diva Revolution, and that's what they're focusing on right now. But it feels like half that special was just on that match.
Well,
which is great.
Well, the best match on the card from the night of Brooklyn was that.
Which I'm not saying it was bad foot. Yeah. I'm just saying it felt like they spent more time on that than the other stuff.
I felt like it was okay, but then again, I was only kind of like halfway paying attention.
Yeah.
But from what I did see, I liked.
Yeah. I mean, the special was good regardless.
Yeah. I know that they dubbed it or billed it as if you like, Hard Knocks, you'll like this.
No, that's Breaking Ground. That's Breaking Ground. Oh. That's something else. That's another NXT thing.
I thought the 24 series was.
Mm-hmm. No.
So is the 24 series supposed to be like E60 then?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Well, either way, I still got that ESPN-y vibe.
Yeah.
That insider vibe.
You've seen the 24 series before, right?
Actually, that's the only one that I've seen.
Get out of here.
Yeah. I haven't seen any of the others. I thought that was the first out of the 24 series. It's not?
No, dude. There's a WrestleMania one. There's the Usos. There's the Booker T one.
Oh, was that the, on the Usos, the whatever, however many hours to Houston one? Oh, I didn't know that that was a 24 series. Okay. Whatever. I'm an idiot.
Yeah. All those, Yeah, Booker and Roman Reigns was the last one I think they did.
Roman Reigns.
Yeah. Ah, cool. But anyway, yeah, the Breaking Ground, that's like 2 weeks from now or something.
Oh, okay.
Well, that's it for NXT.
Ta-da!
Here's a transition for you.
Okay.
Divas Revolution. TNA.
TNA?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, because you know, we had like awesome Kong and Gail Kim back in the day.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Back in the day.
Yeah. Back when it was good.
Yeah. Yeah.
Back when everything was good.
Uh-huh.
What'd you think of,
that was a good transition.
He's reaching a little bit. I'll give it to him. It's all vagina and boob related.
This polished up a little bit. Yeah.
All right. So.
Polished like a turd.
Well, that's one of the matches we took the time to watch. What'd you think?
I liked it. Match of the week candidate.
Really?
Yeah.
Very nice. Okay. Travis?
I don't think we watched enough. But, I would imagine that watching the whole thing.
I thought we did watch the whole thing in that match, didn't we?
About 90%.
Trigger finger over here with the fast forward now.
Yeah.
But anyway, I mean, I like the finish. I thought the finish was awesome.
The super eat defeat?
Yeah, that was cool.
Yeah, that was cool.
What stands out for you guys?
From Bound for Glory?
Yeah.
Well, considering that the Gail Kim and Kong match notwithstanding, I think we pretty much only watched maybe about 30% of the actual show itself. we fast forward through an awful lot. I mean, the X Division match, it wasn't as good as other X Division matches. And you know what? I think we could chalk that up to that green guy.
No. X Division matches, when they were done in the beginning, they were done sparingly, they were done with purpose, they were done for incentive. Now it's become like if they had the equivalent of A-level pay-per-views, that's like the opening match of your A-level pay-per-views. Yeah. Like it's become too common now that the wow factor element is gone, no matter how many people or which people are in it.
Well, I didn't feel like that because I haven't watched TNA in damn near half a year. just the match itself, I thought it could have been a lot better because I was like, okay, Tigre Uno, all right. DJZ? Oh, yeah, I'm on board. Wait, who's this jabroni? And, you know, I'm like, let's give him a shot, whatever. He's in there with good people. But he blew like two or three spots.
In the very beginning.
Yeah, and I'm like, more than that, dude. Yeah. And then Tigre blew a different spot, you know.
No, he blew his shoulder.
Blew a guy in the front row. I don't know. There was a lot of blowing going on in that match.
Normally like that kind of stuff.
Speaking of blowing, Matt Hardy's the new champ.
Where's the trombone we need one?
yeah, I know, right? You know, I'm not sure how I feel about this. I understand that the knee-jerk reaction from the IWC was, TNA, stupid TNA, doing the old bait and switch and hotshot booking for your biggest show of the year, just throwing someone in there. I get that feel, but at the same time, I'm like, well, it was an improvement from Drew Galloway, you know? So, but yeah, Matt Hardy should be. Like, who else are they going to have as a TNA world champ? Jeff? Okay, cool. EC3? All right, that makes sense. Matt, yeah, out of all the people that you could have as a champ, Matt Hardy is just as good as anybody else. if not better. So I'm okay with that.
Here's my thing. The whole hot shot, you know, put him in there. I didn't get that because I wasn't paying attention to what the card was before all that or what the tapings were and everything.
Yeah.
My thing was, it felt like, a pity victory for Hardy's, like.
For Matt.
Yeah, for Matt. I was like, shucks. You've been around long enough. Why not? Here's a title.
Yeah.
It's your loyalty reward. Or your 6 month.
We really like your brother.
Yeah.
And even then, how did Matt win the belt?
With Jeff.
With Jeff.
Jeff no, has a special guest referee. No, even
before that, the little backstage promo before the match even started, he had to bring up Jeff. He had to bring up his wife, his dad, his baby, all this other stuff to get other, to get a pop or something.
Yeah. You remember all these other people? Yeah.
They're my friends.
They're my friends.
You so should cheer like for me them. Too.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
And then he,
it's like Travis going on Pop Culture Rewind. You remember Abel and Houston Wrestling Radio? Yeah, this is why you should listen to us.
You remember Aaron from Deep in the Horror? Yeah.
Well, let's not get carried away. But I digress.
I love the way they...
Pop your culture.
I love the way they ended it with the fact that Carter didn't get pinned. So he's still the undefeated former... World Heavyweight Champion.
This sounds contradictory. Like,
I know. But he's going to hold on to that till the day
wrestling.
He dies.
Hey, well, no, they did that with Joe. You know, Joe, you know, didn't take the pinfall on that, you know, three
ways.
And
they didn't cut that back then either.
So. Yeah, they still said he was, you know, not pinned, not submitted.
I just chalked it up as TNA being TNA.
Well.
If you lost the match, you're not undefeated.
Yeah, well, but they've done that in more places than just TNA. That's happened in WWE, that's happened in WCW, whatever. It happened with Goldberg. Didn't Goldberg lose like some sort of multi-man match and they're still like, well, his drink is still there because he hasn't, you know.
No.
No? I'm sure they did.
No, his first loss was to Kevin Nash.
After what, 190-something?
218,000-0.
Or maybe I'm thinking of Uwanga. I don't know, but it's been somebody.
And the other part I like is the...
Wait, what was the first part you liked?
EC3 not getting pinned for the belt.
Oh, okay.
For the loss. And they're kind of doing a little side thing. We didn't get to watch it because, again, trigger finger. reading the results, Tyrus came and cut a promo regarding winning the number one contendership. And he specifically called out Ethan on it while he was still champion that he was going to go after him.
Wow.
Instead of being friends. So now yeah. You've got Ethan who's doing his rematch. And then you have his bodyguard, his number two, who's now number one contender. So... That's that secondary storyline, like to keep Ethan Carter busy. You know, it has potential. I mean, it's Tyrus. I mean, we've all seen what Tyrus can and can't do. But for the most part, even when we were watching, you gave something to Ethan Carter, make the shit work.
Yeah.
You know, if it was available readily, like Ring of Honor is online, I'd probably make the effort to try to at least watch the Ethan Carter stuff.
All right. I feel like we've talked too much about TNA. So
okay, done. Speak of the devil.
I feel sick to my stomach.
Ring of Honor.
Yay!
Matt Sydal versus Kushida.
That was good effing match. It was an early front runner for match of the week for me. I'm still willing to make it a candidate. I'm willing to entertain the thought. Maybe if you two convince me to make it my pick. But man, I really liked it. I really liked the match.
It's a candidate for me also. Did you catch the post match promo on Facebook, on the Ring of Honor Facebook
page? No.
Sydal actually challenged Kushida for the light heavyweight, IWGP light heavyweight title.
Oh, okay.
Since Sydal won that match.
Nice.
So, be interesting. I like it.
I suffered from the fact that you two jabronis were telling me how good the match was. And then I went in there with that stupid mindset, like, oh, this is going to be badass. And then I watched it. It is good. It is a match of the week candidate for me, for sure. But, I don't know. This is the mind... playing games on me, I guess. But it was a damn good match. I did like the fact that I believe, unless I'm not mistaken, the commentators were actually playing up like they have a history.
Yeah.
Is that, yeah, and then, yeah, that kind of played into the match itself. And I wasn't really paying attention to the very beginning of it before, and when they're coming out and everything, because before the match even started, there were This Is Awesome chants from the crowd. And
yeah.
I didn't understand that part.
Yeah.
So do you know?
No, I don't know.
That might go back to their history, the a diehard Ring of Honor bot in okay. history.
That may have actually been from history, like even before he was, you know, Evan Bourne, like before he had his WWE stint.
If any listeners know the history or anything why that was going on, let us know.
Not to mention, I mean, that was the Philly show where they had a lot of the New Japan stars and quote unquote dream matches. So if that was a match that a lot of Ring of Honor fans wanted to see, that they would have had that moment where it's like, oh my God, this is actually happening. Before they even like fart.
Yeah. Know? Well, that wasn't the only dream match of the night though.
That's right. I just want to take 10 seconds. Dude, Ferrara slowly winning me over.
Really?
Yeah, man. He like showed no fear against Moose. Showed no fear against Watanabe and did like slap Cole around like slap Paige around like a little bitch. He's getting there.
Okay.
Yeah.
But to me, he's still jabroni level. I'm like, who's this guy? I don't care. Yeah.
Nakamura.
Ah.
Adam Cole.
Sensuke Nakamura.
I saw that today on my lunch break at work. Oh my God, I was not disappointed. That's my pick.
That's your pick?
That's my pick.
For the week.
Yes.
I was willing to make it a candidate as well. Like I said, the other match was a front runner because I watched that, you know, at the beginning of the show. And then at the end of the show, we had Adam Cole versus Nakamura, and I'm like, oh. And
what was that like?
I think I can only do that once.
Legitimately. After that, he needs medicinal help.
Yes. Give me 15 minutes and a wet towel. No.
You know what? Not the towel I just used, a wet one.
No, forget the wet towel.
No, I liked it. I may have suffered from a bit of overload in that match and the match
two before, towels.
Like not expecting, holy crap, these are going to be awesome matches, you know, just on a random, you know, Thursday night whenever I happen to be watching ROH. It's like, oh, okay, whatever, click. Oh, Jesus, this is too much to handle at once. But the other
you weren't ready.
I wasn't ready. The other thing about it too that kind of takes a little bit away. I understand that it's a dream match. It's Adam Cole versus Nakamura, but I still got a little bit of that ROH feel that I always complain about. Like
two guys put them together, make it work.
Yeah, exactly. You're like, oh, why are these guys fighting? There's no story. They're like, okay, we got Nakamura for a night. Who's the best guy that we have that could probably put a match with him? Adam Cole. Throw him in the ring.
Welcome to tonight's episode of Ring of Honor Takeover. Respect.
Yes. So, I don't know. I guess story, for me, it matters. You know?
What do you think, Trap?
Houston's up 2-0.
Yes! Go Strohs!
Man, that is probably my match of the week. We're still going to discuss a couple things in the Big E. No pun intended.
I'm already wiggling in my chair.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
And in your pants.
that was an awesome match. There was a match that Nakamura was on against Roderick Strong, I think, a few weeks ago.
Maybe months ago.
Yeah. And I was like, I wanted to like that match so bad, but it was so short. You know, I felt like right when they were getting going, it ended. This one, they actually gave them some time.
Yeah.
Two commercial breaks.
Yeah. So that really helped, and I was actually able to enjoy the match. Yeah. So I'm going to put a pin in it right now, and then I might come back and say this is my match.
All right. Listener of the show and good friend, Scott the Scott from Scott, was giving me his opinion when we were out to Dallas over the weekend. Nakamura just came back from a shoulder injury.
Okay.
And he was wondering why he wasn't focusing so much on the shoulder as he was the legs and the knee.
Wow.
And then I hearkened to this he said that, and I had this flashback out of all places, the worst place to get any kind of sense. Ready to Rumble. The movie Ready to Rumble, where the old man goes, go at a man's strengths. You won't see it coming. So Nakamura's like all worried that his arm's getting busted up. And while he's worried about his arm getting busted up, dude, Cole doing the Cole kicks on both of his knees to bring him down and then doing the super kick to his face.
Yes, that was
and
great.
Wearing him out for the figure four, taking the arm element out. It was a really good plan of attack. And it drew me in. It kept me going. Like it kept me.
There was definitely strategy.
There was a lot of methodical strategy there. Slow pace, timing. Yeah. very slow pace at times because he took a second to suck up the crowd and like flip people off. Adam Cole, baby! And Nakamura getting his in when he did the pose. Now, that was fucking hilarious. It was a really good match. I liked it a lot. Is it as good as Nakamura Ibushi?
Definitely has less story.
Yeah.
You have that damn story.
I know.
But it holds its weight for me as far as this week goes. And there wasn't a lot of competition, but the competition that match had for Match of the Week came in force. You know, you mentioned it earlier. We'll get to that in a little bit. But for me, this is my pick.
Cool.
Nakamura versus Adam Cole.
All right.
Awesome match. Not surprised at all.
You may have convinced me. We'll revisit that.
Is the shows come on this week? Is that after the tapings?
I would like to think that this is the last
Philly
show.
Damn, they're still behind.
Yeah, because I really need them to hurry up and get to the stuff that they.
Because I want to see myself on TV.
Yeah. Well, we know we're going to hear you on TV.
Ah, yes.
Yeah. The San Antonio tapings
for like 4 weeks.
Yeah.
Yes, that's what's going to be freaking awesome. I can't wait to talk about it.
Well, guess what? If you still need convincing, we have the Kingdom on tap.
Yes.
Oh no!
Yeah. Hello.
Yeah, oh god, the Kingdom was freaking awesome when, we did the recordings in San Antonio there at, All-Star Extravaganza weekend.
I didn't like the interview.
You didn't?
I wonder why.
Jerk!
We'll let the interview speak for itself, okay? Let the listeners.
We have to.
Yes. Yeah. It was great. It was funny. It was awesome. Let them hear. Right. Let them judge for themselves.
Enjoy.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, here we are with another very special guest interview, returning back to Houston Wrestling Radio, The Kingdom.
Hello.
All members.
Hello.
Hello.
It's the four of us.
Oh, wow. Okay, so last night at the pay-per-view, it was...
You can get it any time.
Yeah.
On ROHWrestling.com.
Yes. Order it up.
Now.
We, it was revealed that, Mr. Cole, you are now 100% unequivocally a part of the Kingdom. There was the suspicions and the going back and forth. Is there dissension? But seems like that's not the case anymore.
Yeah, well, truthfully so, I was always 100% with the Kingdom. Since we've, come together, we've always been together. This was just a perfectly well played out ruse against Red Dragon. And if I do say so myself, guys, I think it worked out perfectly. And to me now, the Kingdom, like the real Kingdom, is just getting started. Stuff's about to change in Ring of Honor.
Ooh.
We've only just begun.
Taven's going to sing all the time. The whole thing's going to be amazing.
It's going to be unreal.
Mike's going to be Stone Cold.
Be Stone Cold Bennett. Awesome.
Is that the bottom line?
What?
Yes. What? Yes.
Does Mike Bennett say so?
Yep.
Yes.
It's true.
Mike, Maria, how's your guys' podcast been going?
Well, we haven't been doing it.
Oh.
No!
What happened?
Thanks for bringing that up.
No, it's been...
My dog died.
My goodness, man! No, we've actually been working on other things. Mike's been auditioning a lot for different roles and things such as that. And I've been back in school. So we haven't had a whole lot of time. To be
your movie's on Netflix. I saw it the other day, and I got all excited.
Oh. Watch it on Netflix. Almost
Netflix
Mercy.
And No Chill. Okay.
Yeah. Yep.
What's the movie? Plug away.
It's called Almost Mercy. Mm-hmm. And it's like a thriller / horror movie / gore.
Gore. Yeah. Lots of gore.
Yeah. Really? It's about like awesome. Bullied yeah, high school kids and mm-hmm. Tommy really? Dreamer's
yeah,
in it.
That's a joke. That's a gore joke.
Tommy Dreamer oh, is in it though.
Tommy Dreamer.
That explains the gore.
Yeah, that explains the gore. But yeah, I play a police officer. Corrupt police officer.
Oh.
And if you're not a fan of me in real life, then you should want to watch the ending because you'll be pleasantly surprised.
Spoiler alert?
Yeah, spoiler alert. What happens to me at the end?
If you think I'm a jerk, watch this movie.
Wait till you see what happens.
Hey, you're going back to school. Uh-huh. What are you studying?
Sports, entertainment, and event management at Johnson & Wales University.
That's a course you could take?
It's a degree.
What?
It's not wrestling.
Oh, okay.
Yes. It's SEE.
But they do ask me a lot about wrestling. They want to know everything.
They ask you.
They ask me questions.
But you're the one taking the course.
Actually teaching a lot of these classes, I've decided.
Really?
Yeah. I'm in 5 classes right now, and people think I'm crazy for doing that. But I am in a hurry to get done with it, and I'm in a hurry to get things done.
This is singing. This will be a singing podcast now.
Musical episode change, yes.
Okay, that's all. Thank you. I couldn't resist.
That's okay.
He's right there. Just had to grab
him. Nailed it. All right. Well, we've touched on all of you here except for you, Taven.
You haven't touched me at all.
Well,
no. Hey, now. That's my line.
That's my line. He's so angry. He's so angry.
Maybe we should fire up the Periscope. I don't know. Yeah, we'll see here.
Movies on YouPorn.
Yeah. Oh, Jesus.
YouPorn.
So, Taven, what are you up to?
Nothing.
All right.
I don't even know what I'm doing
nothing,
here.
Like, nothing going on.
Good talk, guys. See you later.
I don't know. You have new gold.
Yeah, my bag got a lot heavier.
And you're riding bike a lot?
Yeah.
He visits everywhere. Really? This man goes on more adventures.
God. You go have some good adventures, y'all.
Yes, exactly. I'm a Swedish plumber, and I go on a lot of adventures, yes.
You need some plumbing, y'all.
Yeah, that's how I
plumb you up.
Exactly. I go door to door. And that seems to take up most of my time.
Do you ever get calluses from riding bikes?
Oh, God. I used to have some sweet biking gloves. Yeah. And then a friend of mine.
Colt.
You know, used to always make fun of me for my sweet gloves. Now I don't wear them anymore. Now look at my hands.
Oh.
See these hands?
Oh. Those are a biker's hands.
These are disgusting. Yeah.
Not wrestler's hands. Mean? No.
Those are plumber's hands.
You need new gloves. You know, I'm going to get you
I try to hold
Christmas.
A girl's hand. They're what is this?
It's okay, I'm a plumber.
Yeah, I'm like, do you need me to clean your pipes? You see what I did there? But yeah, besides biking and being a plumber, that's pretty much most of my day.
Yeah,
so,
yeah.
So, Adam?
Follow that.
Yeah. Well, I'm not plumbing, but...
What, you want to know my day-by-day activities?
Yes.
Is that it?
Full detail.
Okay. I normally get up around noon.
He's an early riser.
That's early.
Which, yeah, that's kind of like, I set my alarm to get up at noon.
Okay.
Hits the snooze. And then I'll like make some coffee and listen to music for about 2 hours.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Eventually I'll get around to eating my breakfast.
Uh-huh.
Then I'll end up working out around 3. And then I'll come back. Eat again, maybe do some emails, make some phone calls, and then probably watch television or play on my phone until about 4 a.m.
Wow.
And then go to sleep.
Yeah.
And then I'm normally just waiting to go back on the road. So.
Okay. So anybody keeping score at home, that basically means on a regular day, Adam Cole does not shower.
Yeah. It's actually good for your skin to not shower.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
Yeah, it keeps that tan.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, it doesn't wash off, right?
It's a big problem for me.
Can't wash these tans off.
Naturally, I'm Welsh. So really pale. Yeah. Yeah, like I push like Seamus to shame.
Oh.
Seamus.
Yeah.
So I don't know who this Seamus person is that you speak of. I have no idea.
Okay.
Some other company or something. I don't know.
All right.
What are we talking about? Sure. Ring of Honor. That's where it's all at, right?
Yeah. Yeah. Left and get a glimpse.
Oh yes, Travis.
My cousin.
Oh, I see. Okay. Well, that's fun. You guys are always a
you obviously
barrel full
a
of
lot.
Monkeys.
Yeah, dude. That's why he's not tan.
Look what I'm around.
Yeah, it kind of has
natural
to.
Natural exfoliation. That's why we don't shower.
Yeah. This guy sports a lot.
Yeah. Yeah, well, we're in San Antonio, so we figure out what town actually doesn't shower that much. But I digress. All right, well, you guys are a lot of fun, but we're kind of at a point here where there's, like, this awkward silence where I have nothing prepared for you guys because I figured we're just going to wing it with you guys because Always. You're good at that. You're good at winging stuff.
It wasn't awkward until you made it awkward.
Yeah, well,
we kept going. We were still talking. It was great. And now you made it awkward by saying it was awkward.
Yeah.
I just wanted to be part of the band.
We are looking for a new member.
We have a band. Yeah.
Always looking.
Always looking for a new
trying to discover.
Always trying to expand and grow.
All of us trying to talk over each other.
For a ukulele player. How's your ukulele skills?
Actually, I don't play, but Randy over there sitting behind you, she plays a ukulele.
You play a ukulele?
Come on.
Get out of town. Do you have it with you?
No. I don't carry it.
The rest of this podcast should have been nothing but ukulele.
Yeah, you just play
musical singing with a ukulele. Oh, God. No, this is going to be a bear to edit. Like, talking to somebody way across the room and somebody behind the
microphone. Hello, ukulele.
Oh, geez, you guys are awesome.
Thank you. Do you want to know our future plans?
Yes.
Would you like to know that? Oh, okay.
That'd be great.
Thank you, Maria.
You're welcome.
That's why she's teaching the course.
Maria,
how am I supposed to do a podcast? <I'll teach
you. laughs> Don't say it's awkward.
Oh, okay.
We have a lot of big plans.
Oh, okay.
We're definitely going back to Japan, for sure.
Asshole.
She called me an asshole?
My goodness! Such vulgar language! And now that it's all been... the story has been told, Adam can go back with us. And we're very excited about that.
You weren't able before?
Huh?
You weren't able to go to Japan before?
Well, I was out for 5 months with shoulder, tricep, and elbow surgery.
Oh, well, I mean, but you could still visit, go and eat some sushi, you know? Can't you?
As you can tell, he has a pretty packed day, so it's like you couldn't buy time.
Listen, man, when I'm home, I'm slammed.
Do we have to go through the schedule again?
No, leave the schedule alone.
You can go over it again.
No, he doesn't shower.
That's it, yeah. But yeah, no, us going over, not just... continuing to make an impact in Ring of Honor, but hopefully New Japan Pro Wrestling before this year ends and all through 2016 is the game plan.
Awesome.
So we'll see.
World domination.
Yeah, making your luggage a little bit heavier as well in the process. Yeah.
Huh? Of course.
Yeah. I'm hoping we have to eventually just carry a bag full of titles.
Championships.
Yeah, just... Yeah. Championships.
Yeah. Will any of those include women's titles?
I'm hoping so. I keep begging for that.
Yeah.
I have a few women in mind to wrestle for me, actually. Yeah. Yeah. The Queen of the Kingdom shouldn't necessarily have to get involved in the dirty work. Yes.
Haven actually dabbles in women's wrestling.
I've been known to wrestle a couple of women a time or two.
Yeah.
I mean, I've never been officially crowned the champ, but I like to think of myself as a title holder or contender.
You're undefeated. The streak is not the
I mean...
He's like the Undertaker, kind of.
You got the beautiful hair for it, so...
Exactly. He's the streaker. There's so many things I wanted to say there, and they're just... Before we get too crazy and I get in trouble, I'm just going to cut myself off there. Anyway, I'm in room 204.
Don't be taking Rhett Titus' gimmick there, you know, passing out the hotel keys.
Who's Rhett Titus?
Oh, I don't know.
I don't know, but this guy didn't watch the pay-per-view, so he doesn't know.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know.
Which you can still order, by the way.
Yeah, if you go to ROHWrestling.com, you go to pay-per-view, and you can watch what this gentleman, Sheamus' cousin, decided not to last night while he was showering.
Oh, he's going to bust out his smartphone right now.
Yeah. Bust it out. You got this.
So
watch on the go.
So do you want to know like our Instagram and Twitter? And,
yes.
Toss
where
people
that out
can follow
there.
Us?
Yes.
Okay, that'd be great.
My goodness.
I have to curl this hair.
Oh, okay.
Otherwise, the show just cannot go on.
No. Right.
I have to have Maria curl my hair too. We got to do some things.
A little makeup on Mike's face. All right, so you can follow me on Twitter at Maria L. Canellis. On Facebook, I have official Maria Canellis. That's my fan page. We do not have a podcast right now. Thanks for calling us out.
I'm sorry.
And Instagram is Maria Canellis. I am feisty.
I see that.
You can go now.
You have Periscope.
Oh, a Periscope, too. Yeah. Maria Canellis on Periscope.
That's exciting.
I need to do more videos, though, but I always forget about that one. There's just so many I got to keep up with. I need an assistant. Do you want to be my assistant? Oh, no,
I
no.
Be,
yeah, no.
Oh,
no.
I,
wow.
Never mind.
Throw him under the bus. Just like that. Retired or fired, just like that.
Yeah. Well, at least I can put on the resume that I was. I don't have to say for how long.
My Twitter, at Real Mike Bennett. It's me. I'm the real one.
I'm the fake one.
The Real Mike Bennett. There's a lot of fakes out there. Mm-hmm. They send me weird photos.
Oh, that's weird.
Cool, though. Yeah. I like them.
Here's a picture of yourself.
Here's me.
Yeah.
And I'm like, oh, look, who sent that to me? Oh, the fake Mike Bennett sent that to me.
They like to talk about chunky peanut butter
yes,
a lot.
Yes, they do.
What?
Yeah.
Do I want to know the story?
No.
No, that's it. Oh. If you ever want to know the most vulgar, disgusting human anything in this world,
just read the comments
on Maria's pictures.
And chunky peanut butter. You should be ashamed. Everyone knows Maria likes creamy peanut butter.
Exactly. Smooth.
Natural. Creamy.
That's a different podcast, though. That's for the YouPorn podcast.
Speaking of YouPorn, Adam?
Yeah. My YouPorn account is website, AdamColePro.com. Twitter, AdamColePro. Facebook, Facebook.com/AdamColePro.
Thank you for Facebook.
Instagram, AdamColePro. And most importantly, I have a Vine account. So... just find me on Vine, Adam Cole. I have
he'll be on Vine.
2,000 and change followers. I love Vine. It's the best thing ever. Trying to get real money. Vine famous. Yeah, that's my backup plan. So,
in case that really
Adam Cole Vine. Find me on Vine. Vine.
He's a Vine genius.
All right. Vine, baby.
No love for tout.
Yeah. Who says he uses tout?
Tout.
And tout? It's a terrible name.
My Zanga is...
My To Catch a Predator name is Hot 95 Cobra Guy. You can find me on that.
You are real sexual with everything. Oh, my goodness.
Everything. Sexual Taven. If you hashtag that, I'm sure you'll find me somewhere.
Playing the sax.
Or if you're on Twitter, I'm the fake Mike Bennett.
Yep.
At ROH.
There, is there a joint Kingdom account, a Kingdom Twitter?
There's not, but that's a good idea.
There should be.
Thank you for that. Okay, you're hired again.
Oh, I am.
That's your job.
The Got unicorn one is easy.
Yes.
Kingdom Come.
Kingdom.
Of course, that would be it.
Oh, jeez.
My kingdom.
Well, for the second year in a row, coming to San Antonio, having you guys on the show, it's been a pleasure. Awesome. Maybe we get to see you guys again. Sorry.
It's all on this side of the table.
Yeah, yeah. It's a pleasure for us and an annoyance for you guys. But yeah, hey, thanks so much for coming on the show, and we look forward to seeing you guys perform later tonight, and maybe having you on our show again whenever you guys come back to San Antonio, or maybe Houston for once. Houston. Yeah, cool. Houston Wrestling Radio,
Houston,
you know.
We go to Houston, I'll be on your show.
Yeah. All right.
Thanks, awesome, guys. Under one condition.
Oh, what's that?
You.
I need a ukulele.
All right. On that note.
We'll see you next year, fellas.
Thank you, guys.
Bye.
Thanks, guys.
Peace.
In a world where two friends...
This is Mandy.
And this is Aaron.
Two chick friends decide to have a podcast about geeky stuff.
Say something into the microphone, mother...
Join us for danger.
Ah, spiders!
Oh god, they're made out of metal and stone and they're the size of cartwheels.
It's on my face, struggling like Joffrey at a wedding and he's ripping at his throat. Baby, help me! And it's full of demons.
And it's full of demons.
Romance.
There was this really hot chick down by the river and she took her clothes off and I had to have a tumble.
Asking the hard questions.
Why would they spend half a chapter talking about a rock that fell over?
This is CastroQuest, coming to the ESO Network.
This is an awesome story.
I know, right?
I can't wait to see it when it comes out on video.
Hey everyone, check out our podcast, Pop Culture Rewind, where you can join myself, Xavier, and sometimes even Chris, as we talk about our favorite movies, TV shows, cartoons, music, video games, and much, much more. So always check us out at popculturerewind.com. You can find us on iTunes and the Stitcher Radio app. And always remember to pop your culture.
Hey, this is Buff Bagwell, and guess what? I'm buff, I'm the stuff, and the girls still can't get enough. And if you're anybody, you'll be listening to Houston Wrestling Radio, or I'm going to show you why I'm buff and why I'm the stuff.
All right, guys, we are back.
What's so kingdom. Funny?
The kingdom, I don't know. Ah, it was yes. Great. Maria had pretty much taken over my position there, and just like I'm directing
you,
the show now.
I can't believe you. Oh yeah, because you asked her about the damn podcast.
Well, I'm sorry.
Oh hey, San Antonio vacation isn't a vacation for me. It's all business. I'm prepared. I'm a businessman. I know exactly what I'm doing. No f***ing notes. None. No merch. No notes.
Well, we didn't the even fuck? Know who we were going to interview.
You wonder. You wonder.
I'm glad that we were actually able to interview him a second time, though. That was pretty cool.
If it wasn't for Renegade going out of business, there'd be competition.
It was real fun getting to talk to him again a second time, like how it was with ACH. That was cool. It was more, conversational, just sit back and chill. It was awesome.
I'm glad the interview kept going after my big mouth opened.
Yeah, me too. Man, I just want to keep hanging out with the guys. Man,
I know.
This is a bunch of cool dudes. We're probably...
I'd take them to go drinking with y'all, but y'all don't drink.
Yeah, well.
Well, Travis, maybe. Depending on how much Maria isn't wearing.
Yes. You get mojitos?
Ah!
Apple teenies?
Tom Collins?
What?
Jack and water, hold the jack.
Ah, yes.
That sounds dirty.
With you, everything is dirty.
You're stuck on hold the jack.
With my right hand and my left.
You can do them both.
Ah.
You know, it really sounds like Taven would fit in with us. I don't know. Somehow I wound up managing to maybe piss off Adam Cole again. Like, oh yeah, you could have just went to Japan. Like, no, I had surgery. Oh, I'm sorry. But
again, notes.
Notes, yes. Yeah. Next time that we do this, we should know who we're going to interview before we do the interviews. But again, big thanks to Ring of Honor letting us do all these interviews. You know, we've had 3 weeks worth now, so that was really cool. Thank you so much. Maybe next time they come on out, we'll be able to do it again.
Yeah, this wraps up
the series,
the HWR inside the studio, Ring of Honor Cosina thing.
Yes,
yeah,
that thing,
yeah. Extravaganza special. Event.
Grande.
Beef supreme.
Never the same words.
All right, well, let's have words that make more sense.
You know, he only spells that new because he does it three times. He doesn't do it four times.
So, we got some news going, apparently. Yes.
Raise your hands if you wanted to see the Hulk Hogan sex tape.
And you raised your hand. I bet there's 12 people that didn't want to see it. They had to see it.
Who would that be?
The unlucky bastards that signed up for jury duty and got signed that stupid case.
Yeah.
Oh, no. You got to look at it subjectively. You're on jury duty. So, number one, you get paid time off from work.
Uh-huh.
Uh-huh.
Number two, you get paid every day for being on the jury.
Right.
So you're getting paid from work, and you're getting paid by the city.
Uh-huh.
And you're getting paid to watch porn.
Porn with Hulk Hogan.
That's a winner to freaking Chris over here.
I'm sure old Pound of Chick would agree. Maybe a few of the male listeners, and hopefully a female one. Yeah. I await the rebuttal.
Well, with the strong debate like that, sir.
Here's the rebuttal.
Because I'm a master debater.
Hulk Hogan. That's the rebuttal.
You get him, so you get to watch him Hulk up. 20-inch veins in the python, Jack.
Talk about you porn. God,
talk about amateur. For a legend like Hulk Hogan.
Right. Largest arms in the world because I'm making up for something else, brother.
You already have it on pre-order, don't you?
Oh, well.
Sneak pre-order.
Yeah.
Arr, pirates.
That's what I'm staying away from. If you want to go ahead.
Yo ho ho, brother.
Much love.
So anyway, These poor fellows on the jury had to endure that, all of the Hulk Hogan sex tape with all the actual sexing and the apparently racist rants in between and after. What's such great pillow talk? Yeah, apparently for some reason the judge deemed it appropriate and necessary for the case. I don't know why, but yeah.
Because he's a dirty old man. Huh?
I don't know. Is there any other details out there as to why the judge decided for
this? Doesn't matter. We just got the segment of the week here.
Yeah, yeah. We just got in our chuckles.
Yeah.
All I know is I kept laughing every time. I was seeing the thing on Facebook. The thumbnail that they would use for the thing was Hogan like
Hogan face palming. Yeah. Yeah. Well, now that we got our seven chuckles in, I guess it served its purpose. So there you go.
Hogan
just
needed the one chuckle.
On to some news.
Oh, brother!
Who's the... Ah, this will bring a legitimate smile. New Japan's trying the English stuff again.
Ah, English.
Yeah.
It's not just as good as that, doesn't it?
King of Wrestling, their next pay-per-view, iPay-per-view, that's happening this weekend over their network.
Uh-huh.
They are enlisting Kevin Kelly from Ring of Honor and from Lucha, Matt Stryker.
Oh.
So the two of them will be providing English commentary.
Oh. That's pretty cool. I really like that. That sounds like a good team. I really like both of those guys as commentators. So, yeah.
In hindsight, I like them both individually. Together, I'm not sure. Stryker's a play-by-play guy that likes to spice it up every now and then. Kelly is a straight-up play-by-play guy. When you got two of the same,
That's problem number one with that. Yeah, Stryker, he's going to throw out references that Kevin's not going to understand at all. Secondly, they already have a relationship with the Ring of Honor. Kevin Kelly has a partner in Steve Corino.
Who we love very much, so. Oh,
they have
heart.
The chemistry together. Why not just throw, bring in one guy, why don't you bring in the other guy?
Yeah.
To me, it didn't make any sense. But, to your point, Abel, I do like both guys. I just don't think together... this is kind of weird to me. I don't know.
Yeah.
Do you think it would kind of be like the last season, or the last episode of the season, where they brought in that other guy who was, I don't know, from wherever he was, New Zealand or whatever, where it was like pretty much Matt Stryker and another straight man both trying to do
It's going
to
be a little mix of that, tossed in with a little bit of... Wrestle Kingdom when it was Jim Ross and Matt Stryker together.
Yeah.
And they're both good commentators, but together...
the chemistry's not there. Yeah. Like you can literally feel the feeling out process that they were having throughout the show until the very end where it was Nakamura and Okada. Tanahashi and Okada, where it finally felt like they were clicking.
Well, going back to Ultima Lucha, I think that the last 30 minutes or so of the show... Stryker finally gave way to the other guy and let him do all the play-by-play, and he added the color. I wonder if Stryker will be versatile enough to do that with
Stryker's been in the game long enough. He knows what to do.
Yeah.
And I have faith in him doing
it. And since he did the last, thing, you just said he did a Wrestle Kingdom, so he has a little bit more experience with Ring of Honor now. Maybe he is ready, New Japan, maybe he's ready to...
Here's another question mark on this. Last time I checked, New Japan has English... commentators.
Do they?
On Access.
Yeah, the Access show.
Oh, the AXS.
And they do a damn good job.
Yeah, that's right. Why don't they use them?
I don't know.
Hmm.
I don't know. It's been a while since I've seen that show. Maybe they swapped them out or something. I don't know.
The Wrestle Kingdom one was just their first pay-per-view in the United States.
And they needed to get name
funneled in through Global Force.
Yeah.
And that's one thing Jarrett knows how to do is to promote.
Yeah.
Especially with big names, when he's got when he has the platform to do it.
Yeah.
When he's given full reins to promote. And having JR there, not just the name value or the attraction, but kind of the appeal. Like, how would JR sound with a bunch of Japanese wrestlers?
Yeah.
Half the moves he's not even going to know, but it was still entertaining as far as the JR in, So I agree with Travis. If this is like a test run, up until the next Wrestle Kingdom to see if there's enough of a fan base to warrant an American commentary team full-time, at least on their monthly pay-per-views on their network.
Yeah.
Stick the two guys that are on Access right now. They look like, they even sound like from the few times that I've seen it, they've got just as much chemistry as Stryker and Vampiro and as the ROH guys.
Yeah.
No, especially with, I don't know the guy's name off the top of my head. The guy on that commentary, that's the former MMA fighter.
Yeah.
He adds a lot of dimension to the commentary as far as...
Josh Barnett. Yeah.
Josh Barnett. He adds that MMA vibe that a lot of the...
Because he wrestled in New Japan.
Wrestled. Yeah.
He wrestled in New Japan. So, yeah. They know their stuff. They have the chemistry together. Last time I checked, they're American. They know English.
Gaijin.
Yeah. So, I mean, that's everything you need right there. Home-based talent right there. Yeah, whatever. What else we got?
One last bit of headache.
We spent too much time on commentators.
I know somebody at this table is salivating over the idea.
Oh.
WrestleMania 32 weekend.
Ah.
Yeah.
Yes.
Tickets, information, they go on sale November the... 6th.
Yeah.
Wait. Who's salivating over here? He is?
Yeah.
Are you?
Am I?
Yeah.
I'm not. Aren't
you down for like, oh my God, WrestleCon, WrestleMania weekend. I'm going to go whore out at Houston Wrestling Radio until I come back with the clap. Like, you're like ready for this weekend.
That's true. Not necessarily for WrestleMania itself, but.
You don't care about the tickets for WrestleMania. That's your point. The WrestleMania tickets are on, or they announced the.
On sale date and prices.
November 6th?
6th.
Yeah.
Or was it 3rd?
It's 6th. It's
6th. 6th. Okay.
But are we, are you asking like, what's our anticipation?
Well, just the layout. They're having another NXT show on Friday. They didn't announce it as a takeover. It's just a regular NXT show.
Well, I don't know because they're having a February takeover, aren't they? So that's gonna be kind of close to the last one, right?
Possibly,
maybe.
But it's WrestleMania weekend, so you might want to bump it up.
Well, I mean, what they did with this thing last year, it was just another house show. They didn't even put it on the network.
It was part of Access.
But
exactly. That's a different time.
But already. It had ramifications because, you know, Tommy won the thing, and that was... What did he win?
He won a spot in the 30-man Andre the Giant.
That's what it was, yeah. So this year, it might be the same type of thing where it's just another house show, but maybe there's things that have ramifications for Mania.
They don't need to do that because so many of their... WWE's roster is from NXT now, so you don't need to spotlight somebody. That's how full circle NXT has come in a year.
Yeah. Well,
2 years, basically.
Getting back to the point. The point is, tickets are going to go on sale, and it's fast approaching.
Yeah.
So, everybody, you got basically a month, or a little bit less than a month, to get your shit together.
Saving those pennies.
Yeah, start saving those pennies.
Sell that blood and semen.
So, we asked our listeners, how much blood and semen are you going to sell? How much are you willing to basically pony up for the show? So, we put it on Facebook, and, we got a few responses. So, here's a few of them. Yeah.
In a fast time, too.
Yeah. Daryl Hughes, $50. But considering that it's at Jerry's World this year, I know that's unreasonable. See, hold on.
The cheapest seats are $15 plus tax. So it comes out to $18. And besides, that's the other like big question mark I have. One of the biggest attractions to Jerry World are those huge ass LED screens that they have over top. Where even the cheapest seats, awesome because you have the best surround sound actually being in the arena and you have a great view.
Yeah,
I don't know how much of that is going to be deterred, if anything, because of the lighting, rigging, pyro, cables, stuff like that.
Yeah,
so. If those TVs stay up there, there might not be a bad seat in the house.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking, too. Because my magic number was basically the same here as Daryl's, 50. That's what I was thinking. $50, that seems reasonable for me. Because I don't really care too much about spending a lot of money for tickets for WrestleMania. The whole reason why I'd be there for the entire weekend is to, like you said, pour out Houston Wrestling Radio to all the marks that'll be in town.
Nah.
Our friend Iffy says 200. Jake from WrestleThon says 100-ish, as does Andrew Williams. Donovan Johnson says 350. and by that he means $350. Scott the Scott from Scotland says $100. Julio de Aguila says, I already bought MLB playoff tickets and travel, so around $0.
Ah.
The Porsche, she says, 200. Bacon, she says, I did 100 for WrestleMania 25 and WrestleMania 30, and I like my seats for both. So 100 sounds good to her.
That's normally my budget. WrestleMania 30, I had to split that because at the time I bought a ticket for somebody else. Uh-huh. So it wound up being like $35, $40 tickets times two.
Yep.
My nephew's going. This will be his first WrestleMania.
Ah.
I've told him straight up was like, bro, you're my date for every WWE show that comes, but WrestleMania is like filet mignon and I can't afford you.
Yeah.
You need to get your he's already looking to get a job. He's already saving up his money. Aww. So that means he's earning. He's earning his WrestleMania ticket this year. So that's $100 for me. So hopefully I get good seats.
Yeah.
With him.
All right.
But yeah, so that's basically my
sweet spot. In a month he has to.
He's got half of it already saved up.
Oh, all right. Cool.
I might just
have $100. That's a paycheck or two.
Yeah.
Well,
I thought he wasn't already working yet.
No, but he's finding his way around and making money.
Okay, use the Fiverr app.
Yeah.
Yep. All right. Herman Poole, with current storylines and delivery, you'd have to pay me.
Oh! I like that guy. I like him a lot.
All right. And then we have the exact opposite end of the spectrum here with the Giovanni Leos. And he says $300 to $400.
Wow. Whoa.
Ooh, Mr. Deep Pockets over here. Hey, go buy a shirt, Houston Wrestling Radio. We could use the money.
That way we could try to sit with you.
Yeah. TeePublic.com or Redbubble.com.
Yeah. Or the trunk of Abel's love wagon.
Yeah. I got some on hand as well. So
yeah.
So that was some nice responses here, just kind of last minute today.
What are you looking at?
If it's just me, $100. I can see that.
All right.
If I'm taking my lovely wife, maybe 50.
A pop. So your budget would be 100, basically.
Right. Yeah.
Okay. What about you? Oh, well, yeah, we already talked about you. What about you?
You already said right.
Okay, so what if all of us are doing 100? Would you pony up another 50?
I'd have to convince Randy to increase her budget from 50 to 100 as well. So maybe not, especially considering what's going on with the moves and all that stuff. Right now, money's a little shaky for the next month and a half.
Well, that's all you got, dude.
Yeah.
About a month and a half.
Oofta.
About a month, actually. Yeah, a month. Yeah.
We had this conversation yesterday. We're all in agreement that we are not buying the tickets the day they go on sale, right?
I don't know.
I haven't made it that far. I don't plan on it. Normally, we do it as a big group thing, and you kind of take care of all that stuff, but I don't think we're planning on doing it all big group this year, right?
Well, if we all want to sit together, we kind of need to buy them as a group. If not, it's going to be like how it was at WrestleMania 30, where we're literally at different places. Well,
you were still taking care of that. You always had different sections.
It was all a burden that I happily tend to do because it's fun, it's a challenge. It's not the first time I've bought less tickets to.
You're right. You're our ticket guy.
I try to be as best I can. But this year, the different prices, the different people in our group, and other factors.
Yeah, there's too many variables this time.
There's too many variables this time. On a personal level, I kind of want to hog my nephew up all to myself for this first WrestleMania.
Okay.
So I might just be sitting with him somewhere, separate from all the riffraff. All
right.
Well, doesn't mean I won't get to put up with y'all the whole weekend itself, but
it's WrestleMania. That night, there's going to be nothing but riffraff.
Yeah. I plan to do it
like 105,000 riffraff.
Yeah.
But so that's my plan. But I get paid the week after, so if there's still tickets left, I'm definitely
everything leading up to freaking Sunday night. We're all going to be together.
Tied at the hip, basically.
Yeah, I mean, you know, WrestleCon, going to NXT, going to ROH, whatever we can do. If there's another kaiju show, whatever. You know, we're going to... Houston Wrestling Arena will be in Dallas in full force.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, ta-da. What other news we got? Is that it?
That's it.
Ooh.
Damn, that was damn near episode of Hard Copy worth of news.
Dang. What else we got?
The Big E.
Ah.
What about him?
He's the best thing on the Big E right now.
Probably the only thing on the Big E right now.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Wait, just Big E?
Well, no, and his little fellow compatriots.
I'm loving...
His minstrels that sing his praise.
I'm loving the New Day. I'm loving the New Day, but I kind of don't like the fact that they're kind of telegraphing the U.S. Open Challenge. Like, Xavier Woods 1 week's like, oh, awesome. That was cool for that 1 week. Big E again? Let me guess who's happening next week.
Kofi?
Yeah.
I don't mind.
Well.
I see it coming, and I don't care. And I think that they cover their tracks with that by...
Killing Ziggler.
It's not...
Bastardo!
It would have been different, and I would have been on the same page with you if if it was just New Day coming out and saying, well, we did Xavier, now it's Big E's turn. No, Ziggler music hit. It was going to be him. What did the heels do? Attack him, beat him up, and throw him outside of the cage and then let him enter the Elimination Chamber, basically. Yeah. You know, and they walked out and took his spot. So, yeah. And, you know, they kind of did that to Slater a little bit the week before. So they're still being the heels. There's still a reason why it's them again. You know, they're not just the ones that are walking out hogging it all up. There's a story behind it, so I'm okay with it.
I agree with you on that one.
Okay.
I don't like you.
No. Shocker.
No.
No, it's because of the shocker that you don't like.
Oh, yeah. Only once, that's it.
Yeah.
No, but the...
You trimmed your nails.
Yeah. That's why it's fun. the thing with Big E was I thought they made him look really strong. I thought this was a good breakout match for him.
Yep.
My everything up until the finish, and then after the finish was great.
Yeah.
It was just the actual finish.
The finish itself.
Yeah. The whole shenanigans with that. Even when there was going to be the distraction of the trombone, right? He was going to try to hit him with that, and the referee took it. If the referee didn't take it, and he hit John Cena with the trombone, pinned him, by the heat, you know, by cheating and everything, got the title, that would have been awesome.
Mm-hmm.
Wouldn't have minded one bit. And it's not even to take the title off.
It would have been the swerve that you deserved.
Oh, I mean, yeah, the
swerve you deserved. Poet without even knowing.
Yeah.
Get lucky. So, it's kind of like a bittersweet thing.
Yeah.
You know, I thought it was a good breakout for Big E, but he should have won.
Yeah, he should have won, but honestly, I don't mind them losing because of how strong they looked afterwards. I mean, they took out Cena.
Right.
Ziggler tried to make the save. They took his ass out again.
Right.
You know, the Dudleys tried to go out there and take him out. It was 4-on-3, and three of them are legends. Cena and the Dudleys, you know? And jury's still out on Ziggler. But they took out all of them. They were the ones that were left laying. And the New Day were the ones who were standing tall. Yeah,
and I thought that looked great with New Day standing above everybody.
Yeah.
I just think that would have been so much better if they're all holding titles up.
Well, you can't have your cake and eat it too.
Why not?
Well, because reasons.
Why not? Yeah.
I don't know.
Wrestling.
No. Cena.
I'll lay down for you, but you ain't taking my belt, brother.
Jack.
Bitch.
That's a candidate for me. Match of the candidate. I was not expecting Big E to look as good as he did.
Yeah, he looked really good. It's a candidate for me as well.
Yeah, it's a candidate for me. That damn ending, though, man. Ugh. It ruins it for me.
Well, then let's talk about another potential match of the week candidate.
Chris, right? What do you got?
Patriots and Natalya. God, I loved it.
Yeah.
And see, you and I got to watch it, and we watched it in full.
Right.
While
homie, I was taking a huge-ass dump.
Yeah. You mean
there's piss breaks, and then there's
And apparently he was blowing up my toilet.
You couldn't have told with Nuketown in their toilet shit. And that before I got in there. Jeez Louise.
You
need a plasma gun to get through there.
Anyways, the point is Chris missed the match.
That's what we're talking about.
But you and I, we were oohing and aahing, and by the time Chris was done wiping, he came out and he goes, man.
I didn't even finish wiping because I was like, holy crap, something's going on over there.
They were still happening.
I need to make sure these guys are all right. If I'm missing out, I'm joining in. And I'm halfway done already.
So
this one has corn in it.
So he was halfway done and he ran out to see what was going on.
God damn it.
He ran out too late. He pretty much missed the entire match. But, Natty getting the clean tap out win over Paige.
I loved it.
Loved it too.
I wasn't expecting it. Honestly, it was a surprise that I enjoyed.
Yeah. It was a nice back and forth, clean match. She tried to slap on the sharpshooter, got reversed. Then there was another time where she got to the ropes and then finally, you know, got her in there, center of the ring, tap out. It was good.
And then after the match, I was in my mind thinking, okay, this is where Paige, like, Natty's going to turn around after she's raising her hand, whatever, in victory.
Trying to walk away.
And she's going to beat her down. And then
shenanigans.
And not even that, but, like, normally in WWE fashion, the heel, even though they take the loss, they'll still beat down the face and still look like they're triumphant.
Yeah, it's a back and forth, wishy-washy, nobody can ever get something over somebody else type booking.
But this way, no. Natty went over clean, and,
She went over clean and she walked out without getting jumped.
I just hope that this isn't like a one-off thing and she's going to get, you know, buried or whatever after that. So
yeah.
I'll hope she doesn't, but it's WWE, you never know.
And, you know, God, it also helped that that freaking outfit that Natty was wearing. She holy can
bury geez. Those boobs in my face.
Thank you, Chris. You didn't even watch. You didn't even see it. You don't even know what I'm talking about.
No, I saw the beginning where they're like, hey, yeah, let's fast forward to Natty's entrance. Oh, wait, she's already in the ring. Whoop. And they moved the camera. I saw that. And I was like, well, I see why the cameraman flicked so fast.
Yeah.
Dick.
Okay. What else happened on Raw? Jesus. Immature assholes.
Speaking of immature assholes, Ruru.
Oh, Ruru.
I think that sums it up.
As much as you say that, while we were sitting there watching on my freaking couch, we were all kind of marking out a little bit for this. Aside from the New Day stuff,
I was hoping Rusev was going to just super kick her into oblivion.
Oh. Oh.
Shut up, you stupid Americans. This is not your decision. She is not asking you. Shut up.
It was great.
Rusev, for the stupid storyline that he's been in the last couple of months, he still knows how to draw heat. He still knows how to attract a reaction. And he is doing the best he can to not be completely buried under this situation. Mm-hmm. You know, because at some point, we just said, F Rusev and F Ziggler. We want to see Lana and Summer go at it.
That's right.
But Rusev was still making an effort to keep himself relevant to the point where we didn't completely write him off. And yet. It's yet. Keyword. Thank you, Travis. Yet. And last night's promo is further evidence of that.
Mm.
So now it's like, now it's the opposite. Like now it's like, since Lana's gone, now it's like Rusev that's keeping me from changing the channel in that segment, assuming I had control.
Which you didn't.
I didn't.
Bitch.
Travis, what did you think of it?
I don't know. This is the storyline. With Rusev, he's doing the best he can, like you saying, Chris, but this is just bad. It's just, I, as soon as the whole proposal thing happened, we saw where it was going.
Yeah, yeah.
She's like, we were saying to ourselves, she's going to propose, isn't she? And then she gets down on her knee, and we go, oh!
Dude, Rusev's reaction was like, dude, we're getting to face Rusev tonight. Rusev's turning. Ah.
How do you...
Where'd she have the ring at? In her cleavage, and she pulls out her cleavage. Her cleavage,
yeah. Yeah, no, I mean, it garnered reaction out of all of us sitting there, you know, on the couch. We all reacted to it, you know. The end, though.
We were reacting because, our reactions were because we were predicting it was coming true.
It was like retarded Nostradamus,
yeah,
basically.
Well, we reacted nonetheless. The weirdest part for me was at the very end of it all, when Rusev was like, yes, I'll marry you. Soon as you win me a title. What?
This like, not how this your works. Title at?
It's not how any of this works. Like, what? How is this?
I think she was just as confused as everybody else.
Yeah, yeah. I don't know. Like, because hashtag wrestling, I guess. I don't know.
Up until the confusing ending of that with what he said, I think I told you guys this. It's like, okay, they're going to do the whole big wedding thing that they do in wrestling, and this is when Lana and Ziggler is going to come in, and there's going to be shenanigans, and it's just going to fall apart at the wedding.
Yeah, yeah.
Because it's been a long time since we've had a wedding
angle
thing on Raw.
Let me ask you this. What belt is Rusev going to get so that he can finally marry Summer? Because that's obviously what's going to come out of it. Now it's like, because Summer, she looked a little bit taken aback, but at the end she kind of...
That's the right reaction.
She cinched up her suit and then walked on out with him. So in my mind, it seemed as though in her mind, she was thinking, okay, fine, challenge accepted. We're going to get you a title so I can, you know, put a ring on it. So if that's the case, that means going forward, Summer's job, quote unquote, is to get Rusev a title. What title are they going to feud
Here's
for?
What I thought was going to happen. The very next segment was US Open Challenge. Ziggler's music hits. He doesn't come out. I was thinking Rusev took him out and Rusev's going to come out and win the title. Mm-hmm. That's what I thought was going to happen. But
it didn't.
No.
No. You still think that it's going to be the U.S. title? Or is it going to be Intercontinental or World or what?
It could be Intercontinental at this point. It's not going to be the World.
European.
You're going back to what happened, last year, I think it was?
What was that?
What?
No, spit it out. Come on.
Well, there have been leaked pictures floating around that they have redid the European title with the
Lana posted a picture of it on Twitter. Yeah.
Just dusted off of obscurity and say, "You're my European champion. Here you go."
Yeah.
In a nutshell. You know? Because unless Rusev's the one that, like, crippled Cena to give him his time off for his personal reasons, the New Day jumping him the way they did on Monday would have been a perfect way to close a pay-per-view for him to lose the belt. But I don't see Rusev, after getting squashed by Cena 5 months ago, going back and taking it from him. I don't see where he fits in with the Kevin Owens Ryback stuff. There's no tag title. Nobody wants to put up with him. Yeah. Dust off the European title.
All right.
Make it work.
Hmm.
Hey, Rusev Cesaro feud for the European title. Gives them both something to do.
And Sheamus. And King Barrett.
Okay.
Yeah.
Done.
Neville. Yeah. Yeah, there's a lot of those freaking
foreigners.
Yeah.
Yeah. Throw in a Lucha Dragon or two.
Yeah.
Just to spicy it up a bit.
Yeah, dirty Euros.
Yeah. The exchange rate, though, man.
Yeah. All right, so.
We play in jest.
Yes.
We love everybody.
Yeah.
Right.
Scott the Scott from Scotland.
Before we go into the last bit of our news, Rollins Kane.
Oh,
quick rapid fire of Madison Square Garden.
Oh, yeah, that was a thing. I think we all had very, very low expectations for the show, and they were met.
That's it.
it felt like a not as important Raw on a Saturday.
Okay, let's cut to the chase. I'll say my match of the night for that one, Jericho versus Owens.
Yes.
I missed that.
It was good.
I'm surprised you did.
Ish. No, it was good.
My match of the night, because of what I wasn't expecting, I was not expecting the 2 minutes of Big Show actually being a threat.
Okay.
In that 4 minute match with Lesnar.
Okay.
So, quality over quantity, that's my match of the night. The one thing that doesn't come close, and I mentioned this to Travis yesterday, the Rollins-Cena cage match was very odd for me.
Really?
I mentioned it to him earlier. Cena's your franchise, your babyface, your number one, your U.S. champion. Never give up. Nah. There's no reason on earth why he should be trying to escape the cage. His means of winning the match should be pinfall or submission.
Okay.
And he was trying too hard to escape the cage rather than doing the good guy thing, which is beat the hell out of him and make him tap or pin him. And that was throwing me off the entire match. It was doing it too often for me to keep interest in that. The Kane stuff, though, with Rollins was actually pretty interesting in the fact that the announcers actually doing their jobs. Like, hey, Rollins is actually safer in the cage with Cena.
Yeah.
You know, I was like, I like that. The last 5 minutes of that cage match with Kane coming out really did a better job of storytelling than what I got on Raw.
I would have agreed with you if the cues were a little bit closer together. Rollins was sitting up there at the top of the cage for near 2 weeks.
Long enough for him to climb down.
Yes, long enough for him to climb down, but instead he was just sitting there thinking about it, quote unquote, thinking about it, when really he was just waiting for Kane to get his lumbering ass over there to actually do the spot, which is intimidate him from not crawling down.
Or at least the pyro guy to hit his music so that the fear would have already been in Rollins' head. It's like, oh crap, he's coming.
Yeah.
You know, nothing. But that didn't happen. The timing was off.
The timing was way off. He was up there forever.
And not only that, if you want to take in the psychology of the... Okay, granted, yeah, Kane's down there. Just drop down and take a beating.
Well, not even that.
Just, you know?
What, that too, but here's the other thing. He's a speedy little f***er. He could have just dropped down while Kane was still at the ramp.
Did you not see no evil? Kane did not have to run. He killed everybody.
But this isn't the movies. This is WWE. It's real. So,
theater.
All he had to do was...
No one saw Cena.
Yeah. All he would have had to do, psychology-wise, was jump down and run.
Nobody saw number two.
Run in the opposite direction. Don't run up the ramp.
That's our rapid fire for Madison Square Garden.
Okay.
Raw, tag team partner with the Dudley since the Big Show was decimated again by Lesnar.
Yeah.
What'd you think of that?
Whatever. Good.
Wait, what?
Big Show's back to being Big Show. Good. Jobber. Get him out. Kick his ass.
Hoist Man, I don't know what it is. I guess I got a soft spot or something for Big Show or something. I don't know. I just feel bad.
You know what
bad.
I used to too.
I feel bad for the whole please retire chance. Yeah. And what you're to say is like, man, it's Big Show.
I know.
I don't know.
I feel bad for it too, but at the same time, eh.
Tell us how you really feel.
One thing we didn't talk about. We mentioned the Divas before, but there was a 6 women's tag match.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
That was terrible.
Asterisk on this.
Huh?
The same match, surprisingly, was on SmackDown.
Oh, was it?
Yeah.
You mean Raw dress rehearsal?
Yes.
That Raw match, Dark.
Yeah. That match was damn good, and I was actually going to think of that as a candidate for match.
Really?
The
one on SmackDown?
Yes.
Oh.
The shit that we had on Raw? I don't know what that was.
Yeah.
It's somewhere in Abel's toilet.
Ah, yes. Yes. With your 5 pounds of shit. All right.
And that corn.
No, everything worked very well in the match on SmackDown. Whatever happened on Raw, I don't know, but whatever. That was just something I wanted. There are some hidden gems on SmackDown every once in a while.
Why was it so good on SmackDown?
It's like everybody had a part to play.
Okay.
Tamina, she played the part as the muscle, pretty much.
Really?
Sasha, she's kind of like the leader. Mm-hmm. You know, as they're walking down the ramp, mm-hmm. they got on the stick, and Naomi tried to do a promo, but Sasha kind of took over and finished the promo for her. And, you know, Naomi does the spots, I guess. Mm-hmm. I guess she's the flashier one, literally with the shoes.
Yeah, yeah.
But even the Bellas on their side, they played well to them, if that makes sense. It's like
they catered each other very well.
Yeah, yeah. And it wasn't, what's the word I'm looking for? Whenever you do shit on Raw, it's like they all have a goal in mind to get something over. Whereas SmackDown, it's just more about the wrestling.
Okay.
So it wasn't a lot of the whatever that shit was on Raw. It was more or less just a straight-up wrestling match.
Okay.
And you kind of knew what you were going to get on Raw because that promo to build up to that match on Raw was atrocious. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I am not watching Total Divas. Don't put Total Divas shit on my Raw. And that's what that felt like. That felt like a 10-minute excerpt from Total Divas with those women going back and forth and their femaleisms the way they do. It's like, ugh.
So many.
I would have rather watched the SmackDown match now that you built it up so well.
Yeah, it was really good. I do recommend it. But yeah, to your point about the promos, I think I mentioned this to y'all guys before. It's just, as much as they want to focus on this Revolution, and it's great they're giving time in the ring to having matches and they're bringing in all the good talent from NXT, the promos that these women are doing, they're not good. I don't know what it is. I get it. They're going off scripts. Obviously. You could tell it. Man, I'm thinking is let them just, you know, hit it, give us some bullet points and have them go from the heart or whatever they need to do, but make it more organic.
Yeah.
These script things, they're trying to, you know, be mean and, you know, call each other names and things like that. And it's just falling so flat for me.
Yeah.
And the audience too, because the audience aren't reacting.
Yeah.
So.
One last thing, Travis. I want to get a good rant out of you before Raw's over.
Uh-oh.
Where was the show at last night?
I know it's on the tip of my tongue. They may have mentioned it once.
Uh-huh.
Gosh, darn it. No, was it New York? No.
There were some Yankee references there.
There was some Yankee references. Some kind of sports thing.
Stephanie made some references.
Yeah.
And got some face reaction out of that.
Yeah. Okay. And freaking Boston. And it was, I don't know how many references they made to that throughout the night. Was it 5 references? Chris handed up the 5 sign on his hand, so I'm assuming that's 5 references. But the weirdest one for me was Stephanie coming out and talking about how the New England Patriots are going to win the Super Bowl.
Mm-hmm.
What the hell? No, really, I just want to know, what the hell is that all about?
I don't know. Stephanie turning face for half a segment? Like, what?
Talk about breaking character, man. That was just so... Like, not, that wasn't Stephanie McMahon the character. That was Stephanie McMahon the person, I think. I don't know what that was.
She redeemed herself later in the night when she ran into New Day backstage. And she's like, if I even hear that tromboner, I'm going to take y'all to a place that makes Suplex City look like Disneyland.
Yeah.
Oh. What's that classic promo that Travis cut about Chicago?
Yeah.
Let's see. In this case,
I'm not from Boston. I wasn't in Boston. I don't care about Boston. So stop telling me you're in Boston. something like that.
You can use the accent too, like Boston. Go Sox.
God, the horrible accent.
What are you wearing? Cockies.
Well, listen to Dropkick Murphys for the next 30 minutes.
Yeah.
That's Raw.
Ta-da. Is that a show?
Almost.
Well, what else we got?
You tell me, fanboy. What are you doing this Saturday?
Oh, this Saturday is Reality of Wrestling down at the Clear Lake Rec Center.
Yeah.
So yeah, we're gonna have another set of TV tapings. The main event is gonna be a triple threat match.
Yes.
For I guess the new ROW champion will be defending his belt. Gino. Mm-hmm. Gino's gonna be defending against Mysterious Q.
And. Ruthless Ryan.
There you go. Yeah.
And that's the reunion of some of the Nitro girls. And...
Yeah, they're billing this as a Nitro girls reunion. I'm not really sure exactly in what capacity that's going to be or what
bring
that's...
a wet towel, right?
I guess so. So, yeah, come check that out.
Just keep in mind, that was 20 years ago.
And then Lone Star, November 21st is their next show.
Yeah, that's quite a ways away. Yeah, so yeah. You know, I'm sure we'll have more news about that coming sometime soon.
Yeah.
So ta-da.
Yeah, three-way title. Q, Ryan, and Gino.
Oh, one last thing.
Ah, one more thing.
Why do you do that?
You know, nobody ever gets that reference. Do you not get that reference?
I do, but I just don't know why you always do it.
Oh. Well, because I like the show.
Anyway, okay, so...
Do you get that reference?
No.
Okay.
It's from Jackie Chan's Adventures. It's Jackie Chan's uncle. At the end of every episode, whenever it's like, oh, everything was done, Jackie Chan's uncle goes, oh, Jackie, one more tang. He says that, like every episode.
Never saw it. Hey, why do you think I dropped out of pop culture?
What was his name?
It's not at the ratings. Huh? One more team.
Oh, yes. They announced on the network, WWE Network, they're bringing back our favorite show, Wives.
Yes!
Oh,
Yes. Yes.
They're bringing it back with the Trish Stratus Lita feud.
Oh.
Did you see the promo for it?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. So.
So we wanted to, I guess, throw this out here because there's been a lot of good shows on the network over the year and a half that it's been around, right?
Mm-hmm.
What is your favorite original program from the network?
Oh,
I mean, there's been a lot. Come to think of it.
Original.
Wives, WrestleMania Rewind.
Mm-hmm. Monday Night Wars. Yeah.
Yeah.
Swerved.
Countdown.
Countdown?
Oh.
Superstar Inc.
No, it's your favorite ones.
Oh.
Yes. But yeah, Culture Shock, yes. I don't know. But yeah, what is your favorite one that tied you into the network or that was the keeper for it?
That's not just a wrestling show. Like, everyone will say NXT. No, not NXT.
Yeah, that doesn't count. I'm talking about original programming for the freaking network.
That you could only find on the network. Yeah. NXT you can find on Hulu.
Yeah, NXT. Not old episodes of Raw. Like, no, we get it. Not the wrestling stuff.
Too hot for TV, if there's anybody that likes that.
Yeah, I guess.
But anyway, let us know. We're just kind of curious. You know, what was the one show that actually got you hooked onto the network?
Mm-hmm.
If there is one. Yeah. You know, for the original programming aspect of it.
NXT!
Yeah. So it's hashtag answer HWR.
Hashtag answer HWR.
Hashtag answer HWR.
Let us know.
And with that...
Hold on. While you were yesing at the beginning there of Travis's thing, that reminded me of something that we didn't cover that could have gone in the news section. Did either one of you see this interview that D-Bry did talking about him being cleared by his personal doctor but not by the WWE doctors?
There's been a lot of interviews about that.
Yeah?
Be more specific.
The most recent thing that I've seen is that he is cleared from his personal doctor, but WWE has not cleared him. So he's going to get a third opinion that both WWE and Brian have agreed on. So this third doctor, if they say that he's cleared to wrestle again, ever, then he will continue. If not, then he won't. He would like to go ahead and go back to doing indies, maybe even working lucha stuff, that type of thing. But at the same time, he'd be going against the opinion of two out of three doctors, so he might call it quits.
What, he said that he would want to go back to the indies?
That if yeah. WWE
would... Brian said that.
If WWE wouldn't work with
him. Oh, if WWE wouldn't let him go. Oh, okay.
Yeah, yeah. If he wouldn't, then he'd do that.
Yeah.
Okay. Hmm. Well...
But see, he contradicted himself in that whole thing because, you know... If it was just one doctor versus the other doctor, then he'd be like, well, okay, screw you guys. I'm taking my ball, going home and going to the indies. But if now that he's getting a third opinion, if the third opinion basically says, hey, dude, you shouldn't wrestle anymore, then, well, that everything's out the window, WWE right. and indies. So,
and really, he shouldn't wrestle anyways. I mean, if that's the case.
Yeah. But. So, I guess until we get some more... solidified news. We don't have to really entertain all of this, but
I stopped entertaining it after a couple of days because word has it that he's already being promoted for the WWE's overseas tour happening in November. Mm. So in what capacity, I don't know, which was another reason why, oh, hey, who can take the belt off of John Cena and make the U.S. title credible again? What about Ryan?
Yeah.
You know, assuming all this, oh yeah, I've been having these interviews for weeks about going to different doctors. Man, he's been cleared for months. They've been waiting for him for the right time.
Yeah.
You know, so I'm like, okay, enough with the Brian stuff. I don't want to hear Brian until he either announces his retirement or shows up on WWE television. Done. Like, I'm not reading anymore into the Brian stuff.
Okay. You're tired of being teased.
Yeah. I want penetration.
That being said, adios, my friends. Keep it classy.
Penetration! Not just the tip. I want all of it. All of it. Give it to me. Give it to me.
Ah, respect.